This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Solicito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Solicito of Solicito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods, safe for the environment, and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now here's guest commentator Rachel Solicito.
Hi, I'm Rachel Solicito, and usually you tune into my dad, who gives great information on how to be more user-friendly with the only planet we'll ever have. Well, since I'm headed back to college and have been busy putting together necessities to make my life more comfortable, let me share a few things that I have learned from my own family tree over the past 20 years. When packing, I always like to stock up on coffee. Yes, I have heard of the legend of Juan Valdez and his famous Colombian coffee beans brought from higher elevations down to the roasters on the backs of burros. But for me, all I really care about is that a mug of that dark, hot beverage is close to hand when I begin my day. I like to think of it as vitamin C. Now, if you run a second pot of water through the used grinds and then pour the cooled liquid over your vegetable garden or other flowering plants, they will love it. This is a great way to get double duty before composting the ground beans. I always seem to be short on space where I live, and I try to figure out what I can buy that will also give me the same double duty. Since I'm buying coffee filters in lots of 100, let me share some of the things that have worked well by using them for other purposes other than simply filtering water. I use them to cover bowls or dishes when I use my microwave. I clean windows and especially the bathroom mirrors with them. They are lint-free, so they leave my car windows sparkling. If I am pouring something in my studio art class into a container, using a coffee filter to prevent spillage has kept the workspace a lot cleaner. I teach Zumba, and to encourage my students to keep their dance shoes fresh, I recommend pouring baking soda into a coffee filter and then placing into shoes. This absorbs and even prevents odors. Since this podcast pertains to plants, I need to share that if you are potting up something that has a hole in the bottom of the pot, line that pot with a coffee filter to prevent soil from leaking through the bottom. I also have seen my dad dampen a coffee filter, place seeds inside it, fold and place this inside a plastic baggie so the seeds sprout before he plants them out in our garden. That begins the food cycle. When my boyfriend comes over to watch the Yankees, we like to use a large coffee filter as a disposable snack bowl for popcorn, blueberries, and dried fruit. I hope some of these ideas might find their way into your life. Maybe some are worth passing on to the next generation in your own home. I'm Rachel Solicito, reminding you to keep planting until something grows. It's good for you, and it's good for our planet.
From the Soil with Solicito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Solicito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit solicito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.